Hey, everybody, and welcome to Camp Kaiju Monster Movie Reviews. We are your hosts, Vincent Hannum
and Matt Levine,
and we are talking about all of our favorite monster movies, the good, the bad, and the downright campy, and asking if they stand the test of time. Traditional kaiju creature features, space invaders, the supernatural, and everything in between. All strange beasts welcome here. Yeah, great, cool. All right, what do we got coming up next time here on Camp Kaiju? Well, I thought I would start us off and go first. So we're going to record Cloverfield with special guest Zach Linder of BanditsEmporium.com. Hey, our actual sponsor we will have on the show. But that's a bonus episode. That's a Patreon pick. It will accompany Godzilla from 1954. We haven't featured the original Godzilla, so definitely want to bring that to our show. Should be our 80th episode. No better way to kick off the second half of 2023.
I love it. That's awesome. Maybe this is a little bit too on the nose, but one of my titles that I'm bringing to the podcast for the second half of 2023, I wanted to kind of go back to origins and do the second Godzilla movie, Godzilla Raids Again from 1955.
Whoa, so, nice.
I mean, that's an ideal double feature right there. So the first and the second, we'll be knocking them off the list here.
I love it. That's great.
Oh, man, I love it when just like, you know, fate brings our titles together. That's pretty.
Yeah. And just a reminder, everybody listening, Matt and I have not discussed these beforehand, so we'll see what happens. My second title is Godzilla, Mothra, and King Ghidorah, Giant Monsters All-Out Attack, 2001. So it's going to be our first Millennium Series Godzilla flick. Figured it's about time we got some of that in here.
Yeah, totally. I've been thinking that too. Yeah, I'm very excited to start off the millennial era, excuse me. I've been wanting to see that for a while. That sounds great. I will bring a different title from around the same time, 1997, if I remember right. Starship Troopers by Paul Verhoeven.
Yes.
We have to talk about that movie at some point in this podcast. It is so ridiculous. Very gory, very subversive. So yeah, Starship Troopers.
Yes. I haven't seen that in ages. Can't wait.
It's been a while for me too. Yeah.
And that is different. Yeah, getting some, we're going out in outer space for that one. So that's good, right? Yeah, it's another planet.
Yep, right. Giant, bloodthirsty insects. It'll be great.
Cool. My third pick is Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds. Oh,
man, that's my third favorite Hitchcock movie. I'm so excited to talk about that.
It's the only movie Hitchcock made that could arguably be called a strange beast type thing. So it is a precursor to like the nature run amok subgenre of horror films. Let's do The Birds.
Awesome. I can't wait to talk about that. Maybe we can also talk about the Daphne du Maurier short story on which that movie is based, which is fantastic.
Absolutely.
Cool. I will bring in another, animals run amok title to the podcast, a movie called Of Unknown Origin from 1983, starring Peter Weller as a family man who does battle with a gigantic rat in his house. I saw this movie maybe like 15 years ago. It's very stylish, but also kind of dumb. I cannot wait to revisit it. Of Unknown Origin.
I love it when you bring movies to the show that I've never heard of.
I think I only heard about this movie because my friends back in grad school knew about it and they showed it to me and my mind was blown. It's it's one of a kind.
Cool. So my next pick, this brings us into October. So spooky season. I had to pick something black and white, something from the classic era of golden age Hollywood. This is what's called the worst movie ever made, Ed Wood's Plan 9 from Outer Space.
Oh man, that's gonna be such a fun conversation.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you gotta kind of love that movie, despite how terrible it is. It's totally unique. There's so much love for filmmaking in that movie, so I'm excited to talk about it.
Yeah, we got zombies, aliens, vampires. There are so many monsters in that movie.
Yeah, it's true. A menagerie of monsters. Well, on that note, I'm going to bring Killer Plants to the podcast and talk about another movie that I've heard is pretty bad, but I've never actually seen it before. The Day of the Triffids from 1962. British monster movie. Again, Killer Plants. You can't go wrong.
Okay. Wow. Love it. So we're getting some, some real cult classics in here. That's pretty good. For November, though, I'm going to bring it back to the traditional kaiju. So if we're featuring 1933's King Kong in July, I figured why not take a look at 1976's King Kong? So that's my pick for November.
That's great. I've always wanted to see that movie and I've never gotten around to it. So now is my chance.
Yeah, it's a great compare and contrast, I think, to the 33 version.
Cool. And, you know, like I feel like it was maligned when it first came out, but I feel like maybe I've heard recently that it's not as bad as people say it is, or like not as bad as you would think. So we'll find out.
We'll find out.
Well, you know, I have a movie on my list that's also from 1976, although I think it's totally different from the King Kong remake. A movie called God Told Me To by Larry Cohen, great cult director who did It's Alive, Cue the Winged Serpent, The Stuff, some other great monster movies. But this movie, God Told Me To, is about a half alien cult leader. It sounds really great, really campy. Again from 1976, so I'll bring that to the pod.
Nice. We have a 1976 double feature too.
Yeah.
All right. Then in December, my final pick for the end of season 3 of Camp Kaiju, Gamera, Guardian of the Universe from 1995, regarded as one of the best kaiju movies of all time. We have to bring Gamera back to the show, and I thought no better way to do it than with that movie from the 90s.
Yeah, I love it. I've loved the, I think, two Gamera movies that I've seen so far, so I'm excited to continue the series.
Yeah.
My last title for 2023 is also a classic of a certain kind, The Toxic Avenger from 1984.
Okay.
Low budget camp classic from Troma Studios. I've actually never seen it, but I've wanted to for a long time. And this might be like, we'll definitely get the camp factor out of this one. So,
All right. Yeah,
that's my choice. My last choice.
I like this tone we've struck. We've got like a lot of like classic kaiju and then a lot of maybe more cult classic type films.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. And, you know, I'm sure there will be like some other bonus content in there as well. Some like new movies that we'll probably talk about. Maybe some suggestions that our patrons send to us. So,
right.
You know, probably this is we're just scratching the surface with these titles.
Oh, absolutely. There's more to come dependent on our Patreon supporters. If not, hey, Matt and I are always happy to come up with more titles. I was thinking we could do a special on The Swarm, the killer bee movie from the 70s. We could do that with The Birds. We have like a whole Birds and the Bees type thing going on.
Oh, I like it. Yeah. Nice. I think I saw that when I was a kid and I remember nothing about it. So I would love to rewatch that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of other titles on my list, but maybe I'll keep those a secret for now and we'll return to them in the future, perhaps.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, again, hit us up, everybody. Thank you so much. Support the show wherever you listen. Leave us a rating and a review. Chime in. Tell us your favorite monster movies. Any questions you may have for us on our Instagram at campkaiju@gmail.com, on our website, campkaijumoviereviews.com. Wherever, we'll listen. So until next time, stay campy. We'll be right back.
Greetings, my friend. We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives. And remember, my friend, future events such as these will affect you in the future. You are interested in the unknown, the mysterious, the unexplainable. That is why you are here. And now, for the first time, we are bringing to you the full story of what happened on that fateful day.
All right.
Awesome. That was great.
Yeah.
I thought that was fun.
Yeah, me too. Honestly, that lineup makes me very excited.
Yeah, me too. We got some good stuff coming up for sure.
Yeah.